Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and by now you know that when I get to say hello to you, it means that WAMC's very own Ian Pickus gets to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. Excited for this week's show, Friday night. But before we can do all of that, let's clear up the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the words Oregon and Maine. Drop one letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, six letters, four letters, that names an area on a ship that has lots of machines. What is the phrase?
Well, as a listener from Texas called into the WAMC listener comment line this week, it is engine room.
That is correct. Wow, Texas. I didn't even think we had listeners in New York, let alone Texas. Well, thank you very much. All right, Ian, what do you got?
Well, Mike, if you're getting ready for the sunset tonight, you still have a couple hours to go. Today is the longest day of the year, the summer solstice. That means today is the official first day of summer. Officially, the solstice happened at 11:54 a.m. Eastern Time. So in honor of the summer solstice, all of today's correct answers will have the initials SS.
I will be right back after I apply 16 or 17 bottles of sunscreen and find a nice shady tree to sit under for the next 3 months, so I'll be right back.
In 1998, Ken Griffey Jr. finished third with 56 home runs for the Mariners. First was the Cardinals' Mark McGwire with 70. Who finished between them with 66 for the Chicago Cubs?
That is the inimitable Sammy Sosa.
Absolutely. He finished his 18-year career with 606 homers, including three seasons where he got at least 63. Although he published crosswords in the early days of New York Magazine in the late 1960s, whose career also includes eight Tony Awards, the 1985 Pulitzer Prize in Drama, an Academy Award for Best Song, and several Grammys.
It's funny, when you said the word crosswords early on in that question, I'm like, okay, Stephen Sondheim.
Yes. Now an affluent Maryland community of about 80,000 people, what community got its name from a mica-flecked body of water near Washington, D.C., discovered by Francis Preston Blair and his daughter in 1840?
So that's Silver Spring, singular, not to be confused with Silver Springs, the Fleetwood Mac song.
Absolutely right. And Mike, the Blair family looms pretty large in American history, I learned. Montgomery Blair served in Lincoln's cabinet, and Elizabeth Blair's son, Francis Preston Blair Lee, was distantly related to Robert E. Lee and was the first popularly elected U.S. senator. Located 149 miles from Guatemala City, 204 miles from Tegucigalpa, and 313 miles from Managua, what is the only world capital that fits this category?
The city you're looking for is San Salvador.
Among the original members of the short-lived but influential band Buffalo Springfield are Richie Furay, Neil Young, Dewey Martin, Bruce Palmer, and what musician who was born in Dallas in 1945?
That is Mr. Stephen Stills.
And fitting the category, Stills also played on the 1968 album Super Session with fellow guitarist Mike Bloomfield. While Mike Nothnagel was shining bright today, he went 5 for 5. How well did you do, and what are your summer plans? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can swiftly surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions that Ian just asked me. He's also got some extra credit waiting for you over there, and also this challenge. Ian.
Start with the phrase summer solstice. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a certain 9-letter group of people and a 5-letter word that often welcomes those people. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.